Howard, with his thinning hair and his sandals, standing in the living room the night before, giving cool advice about photography. With Howard, how could she? And yet, all the same, he had expected this moment for years. The sand pressed up hotly against David's feet, and the light glared. He was filled with the old, sure sense that the snowy night when he had handed their daughter to Caroline Gill would not pass without consequence. Life had gone on. It was full and rich. He was, in all visible ways, a success. And yet at odd moments, in the middle of surgery, driving into town, on the very edge of sleep, he'd start suddenly, stricken with guilt. He had given their daughter away. This secret stood in the middle of their family. It shaped their lives together. He knew it. He saw it, visible to him as a rock wall grown up between them. And he saw Nora and Paul reaching out and striking rock and not understanding what was happening, only that something stood between them that could not be seen or broken. Duke Madison finished playing with a flourish, stood and bowed. Nora, clapping hard, turned to the family sitting behind them.
"He was wonderful," she said. "Duke is so talented."
The stage was empty then, and the applause faded. One moment passed and another. People began to murmur.
"Where is he?" David asked, glancing down at his program. "Where's Paul?"
"Don't worry, he's here," Nora said.
To David's surprise, she took his hand. He felt it cool in his own and was washed with an inexplicable relief, believing for a moment that nothing had changed, that nothing stood between them after all.
"He'll be out soon."
Even as she spoke, there was a stirring, and then Paul was walking onto the stage. David took him in, tall and lanky, wearing a clean white shirt with the sleeves rolled up and flashing a wry, crooked smile at the audience. David felt briefly astonished. How had it come to be that Paul was nearly grown, standing up here before this darkened room full of people with such confidence and ease? It was nothing David himself would ever have dreamed of doing, and a wave of intense nervousness washed through him. What if Paul failed up there before all these people? He was aware of Nora's hand in his own as Paul leaned over the guitar, testing a few notes, and then began to play. It was Segovia, the program noted, two short pieces, Estudio and Estudio sin luz. The notes of these songs, delicate and precise, were intimately familiar. David had heard Paul play these pieces 100 times, 1,000 times before. All during the vacation in Aruba, this music had spilled out of his room. Faster or slower, measures and bars repeated again and again. The patterns were as familiar to him now as Paul's long, deft fingers, moving with such sureness over the strings, weaving music in the air. And yet David felt he was hearing it for the first time. And maybe he was seeing Paul for the first time also.